1450 KBMW.
I don't know. My Monday's getting better even with this bad coffee.
Oh, and this is bad stuff, too.
It really is. But, yeah.
Man.
It's a lot less like Honey Boo Boo than it was when I got in here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
so,
it's getting better. It's getting better, and it's going to get a lot better. We're talking right now with Troy Larson is with us. We're going to talk Ghosts of North Dakota. Troy, good morning. Thanks for being on with us.
Good morning. Double D's in the morning. It sounds like my kind of show.
It lives up to its name. No question about it, Troy.
That's true.
You know what? Ghosts of North Dakota. This is and for those of you that don't know, Troy used to work on the radio up in Fargo, and that's kind of how I got to know you. And when I first got to know you and Terry Hinnenkamp, your partner there, making this thing happen, I thought this was just the coolest idea ever. Ghosts of North Dakota. You've got a website, ghostsofnorthdakota.com. If people don't know what Ghosts of North Dakota is all about, can you explain it to them?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. You know, Ghosts of North Dakota is it's basically a project to, through photographs, document the vanishing places around North Dakota before they're gone forever. You know, one of the things we discovered when we first started this was that, you know, in a ghost town, you know, if a historic building in Fargo or Bismarck were going to be demolished, there's usually a vocal population of people in favor of historic preservation and of saving that building. But in places like Lincoln Valley, North Dakota, or Hesper, North Dakota, which are true ghost towns where nobody lives anymore, there's nobody around to save historically or architecturally significant structures. So our idea was that we would go out all over the state and we would photograph ghost towns and abandoned places, and then if those places disappear, if they're not saved, someday there would be a record left of the places that once existed that no longer do.
And this ghostsofnorthdakota.com is an incredible website. Now, you have to be kind of surprised, and maybe a little bit, on just how much it took off. I mean, I was reading an article that was done on Ghosts of North Dakota a while back, and it talked about, you guys started doing this, and all of a sudden, one picture you took, and you got kind of a story of, this was a town north of Fargo. You got this story of all of a sudden you take it and posting these pictures, and you get a story of a person that lived there and an amazing story about their trials and tribulations coming to America. And this is something that's happened quite a bit. You take a picture of something in one of these towns, and you get the backstory from other people that either live there or relatives live there. It's really neat.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we were really surprised by that. When we started out, we were just a couple of guys who liked photographing ghost towns and abandoned places. And one of the first real amazing stories we got was we photographed a town called Laban, North Dakota. And we actually got an email from a gentleman in Norway whose family had emigrated to America back around the turn of the century. And they had lived in Laban, North Dakota for some time, and it was just too hard for them. And in the time they were here, one of their young daughters died from a disease which was so common back around the turn of the century, and she's buried in the Laban, North Dakota cemetery, but the rest of the family ended up leaving and going back to Norway. So really the only remnant they have of their time in America is this one grave of a young girl who didn't make it. So, you know, when we started hearing stories like that, that was when we started to realize that it was more than just photos for some people.
And the great thing about it is now you've put a book out, and this is an amazing book, full color book, beautiful pictures. You guys are amazing at taking photos. You and Terry do a great job with that. And just, I mean, these pictures just tell the story and the writings behind it. The book, how did you decide we want to put this out in book form?
You know, we have actually wanted to do a book for a very long time, but Terry and I were both radio people, and we just didn't have the money to make it happen. And you guys can relate, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, so last year, I was familiar with crowdfunding, but I didn't know exactly how it worked. I became familiar with Kickstarter.com, which is a crowdfunding portal, where essentially you ask people to make donations to help get your project off the ground. And our fans have always been so supportive and so fantastic. And they came out in force for us, and they made donations, and we raised almost $13,000 to fund the printing of a book. And we found a great printer out of Kansas City so that we were able to keep our printing in the USA instead of having to go overseas like so many people do these days. And the book came back 3-4 months later, and the feedback has been overwhelming. It's been fantastic. And if your listeners want to take a look at the book, if they want to order the book, you can get it right now at ghostsofnorthdakota.com.
And Troy, this is Ghosts of North Dakota. Now you have Ghosts of Minnesota as well, don't you?
We did recently. It's not as full-fledged as Ghosts of North Dakota is yet because it's pretty new. We just started it last year, but ghostsofmn.com. You can check out some abandoned places in Minnesota, and we'll be doing a lot more of that in the coming years.
I saw some stuff from Breckenridge and Point Southward on there that you guys had done around the Doran and Kent area, too, so that's pretty cool.
Absolutely, yeah, and that is a great area. One of the areas we got was the Columbian Hotel down southeast of your Breckenridge, Wahpeton area there. And for some reason, the name of the town is escaping me. But also Norcross down in that area. So we've got a lot of towns down in that area. If your listeners want to check that out at ghostsofmn.com.
Troy, it's always great talking with you. And again, ghostsofnorthdakota.com, the website to go to and get a hold of the book. Best of luck to you and Terry on this. I know it's a labor of love for you guys and looks great. So keep up the great work.
Hey, guys, thank you so much.
You bet. Troy Larson, again, ghostsofnorthdakota.com. Go there to get that book, and it is an amazing book. There's 88 full-color pages. The pictures are outstanding. These guys do an incredible job, and just it's a great way to preserve some history.
No, without a doubt, and what a neat concept.
Yeah.
You know, to get out, and I'm wondering, and I probably should have asked, how they research all this and how they delve into all this, where they get the leads on some of these.
Well, I think now it's got such a following. The website has got such a following that they get a lot of people will tell them about places and then tell them some stories to go along with it. It's become quite the cult following. They've got a tremendous following on Facebook and on their website alone.